under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show, this Monday, June 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, please explain the website and the donation again. Sure, no problem. If you go to acconservatives.org, you're going to see the post for the upcoming fun shoot, pig roast, and U.S. Senate shoot-off July 27th. That's going to be at the top of the page. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the yellow donate button. Very simple. All you do is go over to the yellow donate button, click on donate. If you'd like to get our email blast, subscribe to our email blast. That's right above the donate button. The yellow donate button is where you simply click on it and donate $21. You'll be connected to our PayPal account, not yours. You make a donation by giving us your name, your email address, your mailing address, and your phone number. Donate $21. Use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to use. You will get an email receipt from our PayPal account. That way you know the donation went through. Our PayPal account will alert us by email that you made the donation of $21. When we go into our PayPal account, again, not yours, ours, we will have all your information. Your name, your mailing address, your phone number, your email, and the fact that you made a $21 donation. Because it's $21, we know it's for 100 of the palm cards to be mailed to your house or business. That's how this works. Now, speaking of acconservatives.org, the 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off is going to be Saturday, July 27th. Gates will open at 12 noon. We're going to go to 4 p.m. 3220 Muckle, M-U-C-K-L-E Road in Central Lake, Michigan. You'll see the post. You'll see all the information. Come party with the Antrim County Conservative Union at the 5th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. We've invited the Senate candidates. We're going to have a brand new Ruger, Curtis Gunsmithing, thank you very much. 25 bullets to knock down 25 bowling pins. Let's see how good of shots they are. Bring your firearms and ammunition. When the gates open at 12 noon, the ranges will be open and set up. Range safety officers will be present, and we will instruct anybody that wants to fire a firearm. You want to shoot a gun? We'll teach you how to do it. U.S. Senate candidates will be participating in the shoot-off. We're going to be hearing from candidates, U.S. Senate candidates, U.S. Congress, state representatives, and local Antrim County candidates. I sent an invitation out to former state senator gubernatorial candidate Patrick Colbeck. Like to have him come and update us about election integrity, the cases and the things he's working on. Rob Cordes, Trump Unity Bridge, come get your Trump 2024 gear. And this year, the pork is going to be done by Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylor. Iron Pig pork dinner with all the fixings. $30 adults, $15 for teenagers. acconservatives.org. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylor. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylor. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. MERS News Service in Detroit this weekend covering the People's Convention. What does Home Depot, school board meetings, gun shows, and county fairs have in common? Home Depot, school board meetings, gun shows, and county fairs. They're all great places to recruit Republican precinct delegates to be on the ballot for 2024. Deadline is passed for turning in your affidavits of identity, but you can still do write-ins, said field manager Luke Malis during a breakout session at Turning Point Action's People's Convention on Saturday. He said he's recruited many precinct delegates at a local Home Depot. Many Republicans like to do things with their hands, home improvement projects. Well, where do they go? Home Depot. You can stand outside the door. You can recruit them there just by having a casual conversation. Did you know, folks, in the last two-year midterm election cycle, when many of you 1.4 million people voted in the presidential election of 2020, didn't bother to vote in November 2022? Did you know the state of Michigan had 5,000 vacant precinct delegate positions in the last election cycle? Imagine the impact we could have, the influence we could have, even if we had just 2,500 of those filled with like-minded conservatives. Gretchen would not be in her chair barking down orders and mandates at us. Why? Because he says precinct voters are useful because they are like mini CEOs of their neighborhood for the Republican Party. Precinct delegates can collect petition signatures, answer questions for local voters, be a political influencer in your own community, providing examples of when the absentee ballots are going out, when the 9 days of early voting is, when is the primary, August 6th. Also, they can be informed about the presidential race in November. Malis said all politics are local. And of the most local, most finite, minuscule level, politics are local. It's at the precinct delegate level. You talking to your neighbors. You talking to those people that live around you in your small city, village, township. Since so many spots go unfilled, he encouraged members of the crowd to use the write-in option to secure their spot by simply asking their friends and family members when they go to vote on August 6th, when it comes to precinct delegate, write their name in. Now, there is one caveat to that. You do have to file a write-in affidavit of identity with your local clerk. Your local clerk needs to know to look for write-ins. And that's how you do it. You didn't file. You missed the deadline back in May. You can still be on the ballot via a write-in campaign by simply going to your local clerk, asking for an affidavit, filling it out, filing, then they know to look for write-ins. Write in your own name, have your wife write it in, have a couple of your neighbors, friends do it. We need to grow these parties. We need to win these races. Now, the odds are somebody who's on the printed ballot, they may beat you. They may not. If enough of your friends know that you're running for this position and they can write your name in, you very well could win. We need to take over even more county parties than we've done already, especially in Emmett County. You guys need new leadership in Emmett County. That's a given. So that's how you can do it. It's not too late. You can still file and be on the ballot. Won't be printed. People will have to write in your name. Now, one thing I did want to get to, this story is very interesting. This shows the incompetency of many of the bureaucratic agencies in the state of Michigan. Actually, one department that needs to be shut down, eliminated completely, Liquor Control Commission. The state's Liquor Control Commission told a House panel last week that in addition to staff shortages, China virus pandemic restrictions contributed to nearly $1 million in missing liquor from three of the state's distribution warehouses. What? House Ethics and Oversight Committee hearing was in response to a March 2024 audit just 3 months ago. It found that 62,294 bottles of liquor, or roughly 20% of the total value of state-owned inventory, is missing. You got to be kidding, right? You're going to lose $1 million worth of booze. Kevin Kubacki, Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Financial Services Division's director, expanded on the reasons why there were no physical inventory counts conducted at the three audited warehouses. Listen to this. October of 2019 and July of 2022. Who was the governor? Gretchen Whitmer. What was going on? Well, starting in March of 2020, China virus. This started, though, in October of 19. That's a full 5 months before the pandemic. He said, while outdated software accounted for a large portion of the deficiencies, the issue was worsened by the lack of quarterly physical inventory counts during the China virus pandemic. Liquor Control Commission business manager Kerry Crone confirmed that statement. He said, we were not able to physically go into warehouses and do an inventory count. Everyone knows we had record sales during COVID, as well as almost every other state in the country. Yeah, why? Because the governor locked us down. What else is there to do? Sit home and have a drink and try to get through it. That's basically the bottom line. She said, from a capacity standpoint, the old system, which is being replaced, wasn't able to handle the volume of sales. But we were just very cautious about it. You think? Seriously, you think? You know, one thing that I get sick and tired of is excuses from state government. This is another bureaucratic agency, folks, that needs to go away. Why does the state of Michigan have inventory of alcohol? Why are they involved? Why do they need to have distribution warehouses? Isn't that something the private sector should be doing? You damn right it is. Private sectors should be doing the inventory counting and reporting. Do you know if we got rid of the Liquor Control Commission, prices would drop almost by at least 30 to 40%? Some of the products would drop by half. We've got so much money tied up in state-owned distribution warehouses. Employees that actually have to go in and do the inventory counting for their audits. Well, now they've lost 62,294 bottles of booze. And they have no idea where it went. None. Did the employees take it home? Did Gretchen Whitmer have all her parties have free booze? What the heck? The main reason they claim we are very cautious about anyone going in and out of those warehouses. Crone said that the Michigan Liquor Control Commission also lost some staff members during that period because we were frozen from hiring new people. It took us a while to get back to normal, he said. Just like a perfect storm, all these small things combined to basically vacating the Auditor General's role, leading to large discrepancies and missed inventory. According to the Auditor General's office, the position became vacant just before the pandemic and still has not been filled. Nobody's working there. Our goal is to have somebody in that position by the end of the calendar year. Okay, I got an idea. Republicans, you listening? Tell Governor Gretchen Whitmer to get rid of the Liquor Control Commission. Take it completely out of the budget. Eliminate it. Take an axe and chop it out of the budget. Gone. Sell the buildings. Sell the high-lows. Sell everything to the private sector. There are wine, liquor, beer distributors, I'm sure, that would buy those buildings in a heartbeat. Have a fire sale. Get rid of them. Open it up to the market and require the private sector to do what the Liquor Control Commission does. It's that simple. Oh, Trucker, that's too easy. That's too much common sense. You dang right it is. Michigan is broke and we need to fix it. Shut down the Liquor Control Commission. Close it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.